Welcome to Real Money with David Holland, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. David is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of financial experience. And because he actually provides advice to clients on a daily basis, our hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He also offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Holland Advisory Services and Holland Insurance Services are separate affiliated companies that share common ownership under Holland Financial. Commentary given during this radio program is usually pretty smart, but should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities should not be considered an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and financial planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual's situation. Only if you hire David and his firm to help you, and only available where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Here he is, David Holland.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So I've got another interesting show. I guess you would call this a financial variety show or a financial variety lifestyle show. It's not going to be David talking about what the market did and the numbers and, you know, every day, because that would even get boring for me, although I love that stuff. So part of making it variety, but also hitting timely and relevant topics that do affect your money, means that I bring on guests like what I have for you today. His name is James Tarpey, and he is founder of Donate for a Cause. Now, you're going to love this. This is very fascinating. This organization helps people move or get out of timeshares. And so, very interesting. So, Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
All right. Now, I know I way oversimplified what you do, but donateforacause.org is the website. And so let me give you the opportunity to more fully describe what you guys do beyond my very oversimplified description.
Certainly. I'm an attorney, and after working in the timeshare business for many years, I realized that a lot of people trying to get out of a timeshare or sell their timeshare have to do it on their own. It's not really a type of product you can hire a realtor or an attorney, because it doesn't have a lot of equity in it. And the difficult thing for the timeshare owner is that they typically live thousands of miles away from where the timeshare is located.
Sure.
So you can't find a local realtor that you know and trust, and it's a kind of a difficult item to sell.
Yeah.
So most consumers jump on the web and try to get some resource there. And what I found after talking to thousands of timeshare owners, I was doing the real estate closing as their attorney. Once they eventually found a buyer, I heard many horror stories of what they went through and finding a lot of companies out there that made a lot of promises, charged a lot, and didn't deliver much.
So some of these are downright scams, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
The Better Business Bureau typically list the timeshare resale industry in the top 10 scams in the United States.
Okay. Not a top 10 list you want to make.
Yeah. In some estimates, that the consumers have lost $100 million a year trying to navigate those scams. So I quickly put two and two together from my previous legal experience. I used to work for nonprofits and help nonprofits and advise them, that a lot of these consumers would be better off just donating to a charity that they trust and like and would like to help, and take the tax write-off and be out of the problem of negotiating the shark-infested waters of the resale market.
Okay, so somebody has a timeshare. They don't want that, you know, and of course there's a lot of good reasons why people might get a timeshare to begin with, of, you know, having a place they can vacation. You mentioned people living 1,000 miles away or more. Of course, that's the whole point of the timeshare, is maybe not next door. It's maybe somewhere where they don't normally frequent, and it's a vacation, it's an opportunity to get together with family, all those good things. But then there is, of course, if they're not using it, there's that big, those two big words, maintenance fees.
Yeah, they could be substantial too. Over the last 20 years, maintenance fees have doubled in price from about $400 to the average maintenance fee now for the whole industry is a little over $800 a year. And that's for 1 week usage. So it's substantial. And if you're not using it, you have that fee and also the fear of special assessments. Now, because you're a part owner in that development, if there's some, you know, normal wear and tear over 15, 20 years, the pool has to be redone, or a hurricane comes along, you have to pay the insurance premium. Sometimes you get hit with a pretty substantial special assessment. I've seen them as high as $4,500.
Wow.
So, yeah, if you're not using it and you paid $4,500 that you're in a special assessment and $800 in maintenance fees on top of it, you're probably pretty excited about getting out from under it.
So if I've got a timeshare and I want out of it, I go to your website, donateforacause.org, where I pick up the phone, I call and say, hey, So walk me through the walk me at least through some of the process here, and I call up and say I've got the property and I want out, and you guys can help me with it.
Yes, it's real simple. All of the customer service agent that picks up the phone is just going to explain that the property does need to be free and clear. We're not going to take on something that has a mortgage, but
right.
Most people, you know, it wasn't that expensive to buy. The average sales price now is $18,000 for a timeshare, but and most people, have, by the time they look to get rid of it, they've owned it for 10 years, that mortgage is paid off. If their maintenance fees need to be current, and then if so, then it's very simple. We just need a copy of your deed that showed you have ownership. Now, most timeshares in the United States are deeded. Some are non-deeded outside the United States. We can handle anything in North America.
Okay.
And then once we get a copy of that, we do some title work, and there's no money paid. If in the event there's any title work or resort needs a small fee in order to transfer the ownership, which some resorts charge some transfer fee, the donor would have to pay that amount. But there's no money's paid unless we do the title work and everything's going to be fine, and then you donate it to a 501c3 called Donate for a Cause, and you get a tax receipt for your donation. And we encourage everybody to get it appraised by a professional appraiser in order to help them determine the fair market value, which they could use for their tax purposes.
And I would imagine if they don't have somebody, you might be able to recommend somebody.
That's correct.
Okay.
We do have a list of appraisers for people that will help them find somebody.
That's very good. Very interesting concept, Jim. Let me do this. If you're just joining us, Jim Tarpey's our guest, founder of Donate for a Cause, donateforacause.org, and they will take your timeshare. So stay right there. Quick break. We'll come right back.
Have you noticed most of the financial literature available is either so specific it doesn't apply or too generic to answer even the most basic questions? This revelation inspired David Holland to write his first two books, Confessions of a Financial Planner, Secrets to a Secure Retirement, and How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Financial Scams. These how-to guides contain easily accessible information on a wide variety of topics concerning personal finances. An effortless weekend read. You'll find clarification on what a mutual fund is, how to choose the right financial professional, and much more. Call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN to request a free excerpt from David's first book, Secrets to a Secure Retirement. The number again is 888-747-7526. Or visit davidholland.com for more information on this innovative book series.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Jim Tarpey is my guest, founder of Donate for a Cause, donateforacause.org. And we're talking before the break about what they do, and they will take your timeshare off your hands, and you get the tax deduction. Of course, some of the key things you talked about, Jim, which people can't, you know, it's not peaches and cream. They've got to be current. They can't be encumbered with debt. But you guys can help them if they've got clear title to the property, and you know, then they can get the deduction, and they have to have it appraised, or should have it appraised for the tax write off. So, what a great concept! How long have you guys been doing this?
Since 2006, we've
All right.
helped approximately 9,000 timeshare owners donate. So it's been a very positive program, and at the same time, we've raised millions of dollars for great charities like the American Cancer Society, Feed the Children, Alzheimer's Association, Parkinson's Association, and we just teamed up with Make-A-Wish Foundation. But it's been great for those programs because it doesn't cost those charities anything. We take in those timeshares, we sell them in order to raise money for charity. So it's kind of a win-win. The consumer avoids the scams, and the charities get the money, and hopefully everybody's happy with that. So far, it seems like we've had very good, great response about it.
Well, you answered the question before I even asked. I was going to ask, okay, so what do you guys do with the properties once you get them, or the timeshares? And so you have then, I guess, let me describe it. You tell me if I got it right. You have basically an inventory of these timeshares that you have received as a donation to your 501c3, and then you work to then, in an orderly, informed process, you work to then sell them, resell them, and then you're able to make the ultimate gift and donations to these charities you mentioned.
That's correct. Yeah, we understand the market pretty well. Being in the timeshare industry since 2002, we're able to sell properties that, you know, a consumer would never be able to navigate. Obviously, we know the pitfalls and what to avoid. So we don't get as high as the price as the developer does, but for the charity, it's just a win-win.
Like, yeah, well, it's found money, right?
It's found money, exactly.
You're unlocking this money that otherwise is, that, you know, it's tied up. So I'm curious, and I know my listeners would be, so you then resell them. Do you go, I guess, what's the market for that? Do you go back to the developers? Do you go back to just doing it as a resale? How does that part happen?
Yeah, it's we try everything.
Okay.
Our goal is to maximize the return on it, obviously on behalf of the charity. So we learned over these last 11 years or 12 years now, many different avenues. Sometimes it is the resort. That's usually pretty rare, but there are some good resorts out there who are looking for inventory. I mean, they just had another year of record sales, believe it or not, the timeshare industry last year. So their sales are fresh, and those with the active sales line are looking for inventory they could buy from us and flip for a profit. We have a long list of timeshare brokers around the country who make up their living buying and reselling. And some we host on online sites. And if anybody out there listening is interested in buying a timeshare at a very reasonable price and help out charity at the same time, they could also contact us at donateforacause.org, and we'd love to set them up with something that they're looking for.
Okay, well, that's very cool, Jim, because that was going to be my next question. It's a separate website, but it's just you can donate or you can buy from your organization. You can help them with both sides.
That's correct. Yeah, we would love to have people from both sides.
I love that. I'm just going to be smiling all day, Jim. That's so cool. I mean, that's just so cool because I'm thinking of it from the helping the charity, which is a huge part of this for me, but also helping, of course, the person trying to get out of the timeshare. And doggone it, as a CPA, I love the tax deduction.
It is it's a great benefit for people who oftentimes would have end up spending or getting ripped off.
You know,
it's a great turnaround where you come in and just donate and help the charity and get a nice write-off and then be done with spending several years trying to navigate problems.
Or having and the other thing is you are stopping this slow bleed for a lot of people once they either don't want to travel, there's not the family get together, or they just can't physically do it anymore, whatever the reason, it's a slow bleed because it just sits out there, and this is something that lets them get that out of their financial, they can take it out of their budget for the annual cost of that maintenance and the potential for the unforeseen expenditures you mentioned as well, the assessments and whatnot.
Yeah, we have, I can't tell you how many people I've spoken to and who said, we haven't used this thing in 5 years.
Wow.
And I think of the cost, like, oh my God, there's $4,500 gone. And for various reasons, some couples say we're just too old to travel there, don't want to go that far. We have people who said, well, we bought a studio when we were a couple, and now we have three kids, and we need something bigger. And the opposite, where kids have moved off to college or start their own family, we have this three-bedroom, we don't need it that big, so we've been renting studios. And so the cost, they don't need the maintenance fee for a three-bedroom anymore. So there's many reasons to either just donate the one that you don't need and maybe even buy one from us that you would fit your vacation needs better, or some people just want to get out of it. It's a great avenue for all of them that they know is safe, secure, and we'll have a great result on the other end by helping charities.
I tell you what, Jim, you're doing a special thing. Jim Tarpey's our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's founder of Donate for a Cause, donateforacause.org. Quick break, we'll come right back.
Many people invest without ever knowing what they pay in investment fees. When was the last time you dropped your car off for service and told them to fix whatever they want without getting an estimate first? I'll bet never. Why treat your portfolio any different? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. Jim Tarpey's my guest, founder of Donate for a Cause, donateforacause.org. I wanted to ask you, Jim, coming back from the break, I was thinking, help people with this, because not everybody knows how the timeshare industry works. I thought we might digress just a second or back up a little bit, go 50,000 feet. Basic concept that you're buying a fractional interest or a week or 2 weeks or whatever it is in a particular unit or a particular size of unit, might be different ones at different times and at a particular place, and you pay a fee for this up front, and then you have this maintenance cost.
That's correct. And It might seem kind of strange to some people. Only 6 million people in the United States own a timeshare, so it hasn't really been presented to the larger audience. And it's a great vacation option for families, I find, especially. Like if you have a couple small kids, the main difference that you're buying from a timeshare versus go rent the hotel room is timeshares are typically bigger. They're more like condos.
Okay.
And the main selling point is that they usually come with at least a small kitchen, sometimes a full-on kitchen, and they're going to have a living room typically next to a separate bedroom and laundry facilities. You have a washer or dryer in there, which if you're bringing young kids, you could bring a lot less luggage with you because you can wash halfway through the week. You wake up in the morning, you can make them breakfast. You don't have to pack the kids out of a hotel room. They're jumping all over you and run them down to Denny's.
You've seen me on vacation, I think, Jim. You've seen exactly, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, I have a couple of young kids myself. And that's the convenience, and that's the main draw for owning a timeshare. If you buy from the developer, in many instances, you do the math for the amount you put out front, the yearly maintenance fees, the risk of an assessment, and it's a pretty expensive way of purchasing that extra luxury. But what a lot of consumers don't realize is about the resale market. There's out of the 6 million people, there's a million of them who want to sell their timeshare right now.
How about that? Wow.
And on the resale market, oftentimes, I mean, if people are savvy, they go back to resort, and their particular resort will sell for them. They can sell for top dollar. If they have family members or friends or coworkers, they can sell a really good price. But there's a lot of consumers out there don't have that network or that ability, and they're putting it online. They're selling at a real bargain. So you can go online and find it for 70-80% off and have all the same amenities that pay top dollar. So if that is, a vacation, an interest that you have, and if it meets your vacation needs, then a timeshare, especially off the resale market, could be a really good deal.
Very interesting, Jim. I want to ask you a question before I do. My wife listens to the show. I'm just asking this question because I'm curious. Okay, honey. All right. So here's my question, Jim. So let's say I say, okay, I want to buy a resale from you. I'm going to go to the same website, or I'm going to call you, donateforacause.org, and I'm going to call and say, here's what I'm looking for. You've got your inventory. I'm looking for something in the Caribbean, or I'm looking for something up north in the Northeast, or whatever it is. You can help me identify what's available so I can buy it from you now at a discount. And then 10 years from now, when the kids are grown and we don't need that place anymore and we're not doing the family vacation as much, I can then donate it and be done.
Absolutely.
That's cool.
That's the perfect case scenario for us. We would love to help somebody get in there at a real reasonable price, and when they're done with it, they can get a nice tax write-off and help the charity again. It's a great cyclical process that I believe helps the consumer and the charities tremendously. So that would be a perfect scenario. We do have 2,300 timeshares in inventory right now, so we have stuff from beautiful things on the beach in Hawaii, all through the Caribbean, on the Cancun, Puerto Vallarta in Mexico, and all the East Coast. We have ski on the ski hill in Vail. If you like to go and
You're killing me. here's a question that's, and again, I've already planned my vacations for this year, but going into the next year. So how far out in advance? Because I know that there's a process for reselling it, and I know that I've been to your website, and one of your frequently asked questions, it takes, anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks to sell the timeshare, to donate it?
Yes, that's true. And that's mostly for us to do the title work.
Right,
to ensure that we're not taking on something that has particular problems or anything. And then once we don't even have to wait. We don't have to sell it in order for you to donate it.
Okay, you can just make the donation. Okay.
Yeah, we just want to make sure that the property, once the property's free and clear and our title work is good, then the process is mailing the donor a deed and they sign it, they mail it back to us, and the donation's done. So that's it. 2 to 6 week process, and then we go forward and try to take as much time as we feel we have before the next maintenance fee to protect the charity in order to try to get the best price for it.
That's very good. Okay, so we know that process. Now on the flip side, if I'm coming back to you and saying, okay, I want to plan my trip for next year, how much of a lead time do you recommend people have for looking to buy a timeshare through you guys with your inventory?
Well, that's interesting because it depends on which unit, which type of timeshare you're buying. We deal with several thousand different developments, And so if you're, say if you're buying a fixed week, which you could buy either with the timeshare. So say if you buy a fixed week 7 because you love to ski in Vail.
Okay.
And you want to be there when the snow is great, and that's the week the kids are off from school.
Right.
Then you can, you know, you could buy it up to 30 days in advance and still get that week. But what a lot of developers have done is they sold what they call float weeks, which mean you could go any time of the year. You just have to call and get a reservation.
Okay.
And they're going to give you what's available, just like a hotel room.
Right.
So with those, if you really want that really well sought after week or highly sought after week, then you would have to, I would recommend you try to buy almost a year in advance.
Right. Okay. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. Just to ensure that you get that really good week if you want to go away for, like, you know, those special weeks are really great at that location. But so some float weeks, I mean, it's a trade off. Sometimes it's more convenient because you could take different time of the year vacations. And people, I don't know how well they know, your listeners know timeshares, but one of the main selling points is that all the timeshares are kind of linked through two different exchange companies. So if you own at one, you could pay a small fee and go stay at others that timeshare. So you're not locked into that one timeshare. You could usually stay up to hundreds or thousands of timeshares by going through the exchange program.
Very good. Jim Tarpey is our guest today, ladies and gentlemen. He's founder of Donate for a Cause. DonateForACause.org. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Are you gambling with too much money invested in the stock market? How can you tell?
It's simple. The rule of 100.
Take your age and subtract it from 100. The result is how much you might want to keep in the market. The rest should be off the table, invested in something safe. Every rule has an exception, but the rule of 100 is a good starting point to determine if your portfolio is out of balance. Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
And we are back with Jim Tarpey. He is the founder of Donate for a Cause, DonateForACause.org. And we are talking about the timeshare donation option and getting out and moving on and doing something different and getting that tax deduction. You mentioned this a little bit earlier in the program, but I'd like you to expand on a little bit, Jim, and that is the kind of the state of the industry for timeshares. You know, share with us kind of where things are. What should people know about the timeshare industry, I guess, as a whole?
Well, I think it's actually become better for the consumer because during the recession, a lot of the larger developers or management companies who still had money went around and purchased many of these smaller developments that were struggling through the recession. And so the consolidation has helped because a lot of the developers, like you buy into Wyndham, they're huge, Marriott, Disney didn't do a lot of buying, but they have really nice properties. So if you, or Diamond Resorts, they bought up a lot of resorts. So they have, there's several ways to use multiple resorts. You could use it internally with that management company. So say if you bought into Wyndham, they bought a lot of properties. So now their network of resorts you could stay at have grown quite a bit. And now that the recession is over, it appears in the timeshare world because they just had a record year of sales last year. Now that you're buying into, it's a smaller industry for in management-wise, more developments out there that you could use for the same buck. So it does work for the consumer better now to deal with one management company. And then, of course, if you want to go outside your management company, you have to use one of the exchange companies that would service and get you to almost all the other resorts also. So the industry's strong. It's doing well. The resale market prices are actually higher than they've come up also since the recession. So
and some of that's, I'm sure some of that's demand related and also maybe less people wanting to get rid of it, kind of a supply and demand thing?
Exactly. Yep. There was a kind of a rush to get out of the luxury items during the recession, but now that people are, you know, have a paycheck again, they can think of vacations again, they're holding on. They're not so eager. But at the same time, you know, more people are getting more internet savvy and realizing, wait, maybe I should look on the web first and shop around, and they're finding the resale market. So, but it's still a tremendous bargain to buy off the resale market. You still could save, like I say, sometimes 70-80% from the developer.
That's
or
amazing.
More so. There's no reason why not to go look there.
Very good. I've got a minute left, Jim. Talk to me about if somebody thinks they have been a victim of a timeshare fraud, what to do?
Well, that's pretty common. And it's getting better. I mean, there's recently legislation has passed to help the consumer and to try to put these companies out of business, which I'm very grateful for, because it's a, you know, it's an industry. There's no reason that a consumer with a good product like that has to navigate so many scams in order to find a legitimate way of you know, dealing with that asset. But if you have, then you can report it to the Attorney General of your state or the state where the scam happened. Do not believe somebody who gets you on the phone and says, I've got someone who wants to buy that right now for $20,000 for about the price you bought it from the developer or more. If it sounds too good to be true, it typically is, especially in the timeshare resale market. Don't pay anybody upfront fee. If they can perform, then they should be able to take their commission out when they find a buyer for you.
Very good.
So instead of sending them a couple $100 now for whatever reason they claim that they need to clear title or get it appraised or whatever, you probably won't see that money again, and you should report them immediately.
Good advice, Jim. Jim Tarpey's been our guest today, ladies and gentlemen, founder of Donate for a Cause, donateforacause.org. Jim, thank you very much for your service and your time with our show today.
Thank you. On behalf of our charities, we appreciate the time and the opportunity to explain our program.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Want to learn more about Real Money with David Holland? Visit us at realmoneyradio.com, where you can listen live or to the archives. You can also email us your questions, comments, or show ideas to info@realmoneyradio.com. Be sure to like us on Facebook at Real Money with David Holland.
Remember, nobody cares more about your money than you do. This has been Real Money with David Holland. Thank you for listening.